For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President George H.W. Bush has died in Texas. He was 94. The 41st president had battled a series of illnesses in recent years, bronchitis, Parkinson's, pneumonia, and sepsis, with numerous hospitalizations. But the biggest blow came on April 17th, when he lost his wife Barbara after 73 years of marriage. As a young Navy pilot, Bush's plane was shot down and he had to bail out over the Pacific. As a far older man, he would jump from planes again to celebrate his 80th, 85th, and 90th birthdays. He was asked why he still skydives.
It feels good. There's an exhilaration. It sends a message all around the globe that just because you're an old guy, you don't have to sit around drooling in the corner. Get out and do something. Get out and enjoy life.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The biggest news from the G20 summit in Argentina so far is the scratched meeting between President Trump and Russian President Putin. Defense Secretary James Mattis says the U.S. is fed up.
There is no doubt the relationship has worsened. He tried again to muck around in our elections this last month. And we are seeing a continued effort along those lines.
The White House says President Trump spoke briefly with Putin, but there was no formal transcript of their encounter. An earthquake has rocked Anchorage, Alaska, and it was followed by a series of strong aftershocks. Brian Olin explains.
One or two shakes and they're done. Nothing like the, 30 to 45 seconds that the first one was.
Impressed with his own state's response to the 7.0 quake, Governor Bill Walker.
Building codes mean something. Inspections mean something. And the response that we've had, has it been a 7.2 earthquake? Our response was a 10.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A former mayor and current governor are launching an initiative to fight the nation's opioid abuse epidemic. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Announcing their initiative in the Friday edition of USA Today, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and current Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf say they're committing $50 million to help as many as 10 states hit hardest by the epidemic, including Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's drug overdose rate is nearly double the national average, with more than 5,400 deaths last year. The money from Bloomberg Philanthropies will help states focus on cutting down overprescribing opioids, improving access to treatment, and expanding the availability of life-saving drugs for people who do overdose. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Broadway star joins the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Writer, lyricist, and composer Lin-Manuel Miranda receives a star on the Walk of Fame. He's best known as co-creator and star of Hamilton and also stars in Disney's new Mary Poppins movie. During the ceremony, he noted that legacy is a recurring theme of his work.
What is a legacy? It's planting seeds in a garden you never get to see. Well, we get to see this star every day on the corner of Hollywood and Argyle. And one day they'll put flowers on this star, but not today.
The Broadway star has won 3 Tony Awards, 3 Grammys, an Emmy, and a Pulitzer. He also co-wrote songs for the soundtrack to the animated musical Moana. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News.